Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
I want to start the show today by asking you to take a look at the results that you see in your life. Are you happy about those results? Are you upset about them? Or are you just okay with them? Do you find yourself wondering why things turn out the way they did? You hold on to a gloom and doom belief about the world and life experience. Do you believe that you have a fixed set of resources available to you and you just make do with what you've been given? Do you believe you have the talent and the intelligence to accomplish all that you would desire? And are those talents and that intelligence bringing to you the life that you desire? Now, what do you see or feel when you look at tomorrow? Are you excited and enthusiastic about it? Or do you fear what tomorrow may bring? So stay with us. We're going to talk more about this on today's show. Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thanks so much for being here today. Today, we're talking about the one thing that determines our experiences and perceptions of life more than anything else: mindsets. Your mindset can lift you to all that you desire, or it can be a roadblock on all your life journeys. The goal for the show is elevate your mindset. And we're going to discuss three common types of mindsets with a bonus mindset later on in the show. We sometimes have more than one mindset depending on the situations that we're in. However, there is a predominant mindset within each of us that drives the results that we see in our lives. Now, I asked you those questions to open the show. If the results that you see in your life are not exciting you, if you're not loving every aspect of your life, if you feel that you are living just an ordinary life, your mindset is holding you back. In fact, if you are not elevating and expanding your life each day, that's a sign of your mindset holding you back as well. Living a life less than amazing is what Dr. Wayne Dyer calls living an ordinary life in his book, The Power of Intention. In this book, he shares a quote from Leo Tolstoy's famous story, The Death of Ivan Ilyich. Tolstoy writes in the opening lines of the second chapter, "The story of Ivan Ilyich's life was of the simplest, most ordinary, and therefore most terrible." Tolstoy defines living an ordinary life as terrible, and it is. We have so much to offer this world, our family, our friends, and ourselves. If we're not doing that, we're living that ordinary life. We're hiding a part of us. And anytime we hide a part of us, a part of our greatness, a part of our beauty, that's terrible. Our mindset, more than the accomplishments that we have in life, dictates our success. Our mindset, more than the experiences we have in life, dictates our happiness. Our mindset, more than anything else, dictates our peace, the love we feel, and all of the experiences we have in this human experience. Our mindset even dictates our spiritual awareness and perceptions, our mental health, our well-being, our physical health. It does not matter whether we are talking about success in the financial realm, relationships, spiritual selves, physical body, the material world, or anything else. Our mindset either propels us towards abundant success or it holds us back from that which we desire. Our mindset is either a powerful ally or a roadblock along the life journeys that we take. Let's define mindset here. Mindset is a mental attitude or inclination. Mindset determines how our underlying beliefs, attitudes, and assumptions create our everyday lives. Mindset also determines how we perceive the world around us. Now, mindsets are habits of the mind. Those thoughts that we play over and over and over again become our mindset. Mindsets are created through experience. these experiences may be our own life experience, or they could be the observations that we make of others' life's experience. Wherever that experience occurred, we create thoughts and feelings around situations in life and adopt them as true. And these all come together to create our mindsets. Once created, the mindset manipulates every experience and outcome that we have. Mindsets create blind spots in our lives. If our mindset tells us that we are an expert in a field, for instance, we tend to wear blinders and we don't see anything that does not support our belief. Even if the information that's outside of our blinders carries loads of evidence to prove another way is possible, we simply do not see it. Mindsets can be self-deceptive. Think of all the limiting beliefs that you have about you. We all have them. If you think about them for a moment, you'll identify some. These limiting beliefs are false. However, they do prove the theory that mindsets can be self-deceptive. If you give these limiting beliefs any consideration, your mindset just empowered that belief. When we adopt a mindset that is built on these limiting beliefs, we fall into a downward spiral, finding more and more limiting beliefs. Mindsets shape our lives. They shape our world, the actions that we take, and the future possibilities of the world in which we live. Now, do not despair. Mindsets can also be developed, and they can be transcended. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny." Opening awareness to our thoughts and beliefs allows us to create and adopt different thoughts. We can create a new mindset. We can transcend the old mindsets that do not serve us by opening awareness to them and then adopting new thoughts and beliefs. Carol Dweck, I believe that's how you say her name, spent decades researching mindset and offers wonderful insight into the subject. Briefly here, we're going to talk about three of the mindsets that she identified and talks about. The first type that we're going to discuss is called the fixed mindset. Many, if not most, people on this earth have a fixed mindset, a fixed state of mind. Throughout your entire life, people have taught you what and how to believe, whether through verbal direction or through examples. You pick up on these verbal and visual clues throughout your life and adopt what you learn as the beliefs that you embrace. Even those of you who have been told throughout your lives that you are talented and brilliant have created a mindset that you have embraced. Unfortunately, talent and intelligence are not enough. Even a mindset that you are intelligent and talented can hold you back if you expect those beliefs to be enough to carry you through life. Your intelligence and talent will never propel you to the life you desire until your mindset is one that says you can have the life you desire. The fixed mindset is the set of beliefs you rely on throughout all of life's situations. It's a very rigid way of thinking. You may believe you are intelligent and talented. You may believe you are enough. And then on the other side of that, you may believe that you're not enough, that you're lacking, that you're unable to handle life situations on your own. Everyone has a belief, whether it's true or not, in the basic qualities they learned throughout life. They spend their time focused on these basic qualities as they face situations and interact with life situations from those beliefs. If this way of thinking, if this mindset were enough, then those talented people would accomplish all that they desired. Those intelligent people would be able to figure out every problem in the world. Those that work hardest would always find all that they seek. Unfortunately, a fixed mindset is not overcome by talent and intelligence or hard work. The proof is in the vast majority of talented, intelligent, and hardworking people who are still struggling through life and not expanding their life experience to the amazing life that they desire. In the fixed mindset, people think they've been dealt a certain number of cards, a certain number of gifts, a certain number of talents. Some of them believe they've been dealt all of these limits they have to deal with, or the intelligence. They believe this is all they will have for the rest of their life. They have to make do with what they have. They spend their lives trying to make all of this stuff work, but they still have this mindset that they'll never have more. That's the fixed mindset. The next type of mindset is what Carol Dweck calls the growth mindset. The growth mindset is one where people believe they can grow the gifts and the intelligence and the talents that they've been given. They believe they can overcome the limits set before them. This does not mean they believe that they might become the next Einstein or Picasso or Elvis Presley. They simply believe they can rise beyond their current status. We activate the growth mindset through awareness. When we look at our mindset, we discover a new way of seeing and being. A new way of acting becomes available to us. Adopting these newfound beliefs, we can transform our lives. Our creativity expands. The most important part of this growth mindset, though, is that as we transform our own life experience, we transform the world around us. Another beautiful quote comes from Monica Sharma, who says, and I quote, "It is not until we see our global problems as symptoms of one fundamental, deeper rooted crisis, the symptoms of our individual and shared minds, that we can begin to mount a more profound response," end quote. We live in turbulent times, and the situations we face are becoming increasingly urgent. They are deeply interrelated challenges that we've never had to face before. A great part of this cause, of this escalation, is the mindset of the people. When we refuse to examine our mindset and activate our growth mindset, we transform our fixed mindsets into a declining mindset that leads us, you know, further into hopelessness and disbelief in our abilities to heal the world and our lives. Opening awareness to our mindset allows us to move into that growth mindset, which enables us to expand our self-belief, our self-trust. When we elevate belief and trust in ourselves, we open to become creative in our search for solutions in life. We expand our knowing that we are strong enough to overcome. The growth mindset is just that. It is the continual growth in our beliefs, our habits, our actions, our thoughts. It does not mean that once we choose to be open, once we open awareness, that our beliefs will automatically grow to the point where they need to be. The work is not done when we make that choice. The growth mindset is something that happens within us every moment of every day. It's an ongoing process and something we can embrace each moment of our lives. In this growth mindset, when we bump into a belief, even if it's a belief that we have transcended previously, we can see more potential and hope beyond that belief. We expand our belief again and again. This is similar to a journey of 1,000 miles that we've talked about here before. When we reach the last step of that 1,000-mile journey, when we open our eyes, we can see that there's even more beyond the original goal or the limit that we set. In the growth mindset, what we see before us as we stand on that last step of 1,000 miles can be seen as an exciting new adventure. Another mindset that must be considered is the benefit mindset. In this mindset, we not only seek to fulfill our potential and continue our growth, we transcend and grow in ways that contribute to the well-being of ourselves, others, and the world. We consider why we do things the way we do. We question why we believe the way we do. As we consider our answers to these questions that we ask, we can benefit society as well as ourselves in everything we do. In the benefit mindset, we do nothing haphazardly. It is not that we spend vast amounts of time mulling over actions that best serves highest good. It is that we seek to expand love and peace in all we do. And in that expansion of love and peace in all we do, that's when we are serving highest good. This mindset does not require us to forfeit our desires or needs. This mindset could easily be named the hug mindset. And the reason I say that is when we give a hug, we receive a hug. The same goes for the benefit mindset. When our thoughts and beliefs consider others as well as ourselves, all are served. Here's an example of these three mindsets in action that I found in an article about mindsets. Let's say that you go shopping for some food for dinner. If you did your shopping on autopilot, following your habitual patterns of behavior, and bought what you normally would, this is an example of the fixed mindset. If you went shopping and were inspired by something you saw in the store to make something new and different, and you bought those ingredients in a mindful fashion, that is an example of the growth mindset. The benefit mindset is seen if you went shopping, considered something new, or stayed with the original idea. It really doesn't matter what you do there, but you also consider the well-being of your community and the planet while you're choosing your items. You choose items that are socially and environmentally innovative options. The benefit mindset invites us to consider so many things beyond the product itself. You may consider whether the product is sold in a local shop instead of a big chain store. You may consider whether the item is handmade or mass produced. You may have, you may consider using organic ingredients instead of the bulk ingredients found on most shelves. If you're shopping for clothes, for instance, you may consider where and how they're made. Do they use child labor in foreign countries to produce these clothes? Having a benefit mindset is not about judging what you consider. It is about behaving and believing and thinking about what serves highest good in your considerations. You do not need to stand up on a soapbox and claim all the reasons you purchase one item over the other. This is not about being right. It is not about being better than someone else. The benefit mindset is about creating behaviors, beliefs, and thoughts that support your desires as well as the good of the world. It is important to remember here that even the benefit mindset can become a fixed mindset if we do not continuously elevate and expand the beliefs and the thoughts that support the mindset. Mindsets can grow and transcend. Mindsets are unique to each person. So again, no judgment here. Do not look at someone else and say, oh, your mindset is such and such. Don't go there. Some of you may recognize more than one mindset active in your life. I think we talked about this a little bit. Mindsets may seem to differ in specific situations, and I have permission to use a friend of mine as an example. He has a growth mindset when it comes to sports. He holds a mindset that he is very knowledgeable of sports, and he's very good at many of them. He is constantly working to be better at the sports that he plays, is active in, and he wants to know more about the sports that he follows, so he's constantly growing there as well. He also has a fixed mindset, though, when it comes to relationships. As long as things are status quo, he's okay. But the moment the change comes around, his mindset tells him trouble is on the way, and he begins looking for ways to avoid the change. If you find that you have something similar to this, know that there is a predominant mindset presiding over all of your life. In the case of my friend and most people who fluctuate depending on the situation, the predominant mindset is a fixed mindset. You might grow in some areas, but predominant mindset is probably in that fixed mindset area. Do not judge what you find when you're looking into your mindsets. This is not a competition with others. It is about you, and it's about elevating your experience of life. Learn from your discoveries and move towards a mindset that serves your greatest good. In this, you serve the greatest good of others and the world in which you live. So far, we've talked about three types of mindsets: the fixed mindset, the growth mindset, and the benefit mindset. There's another mindset that I believe serves greatest good for all, always. Before we begin our talk on this one, I want to share another quote, this one from Jane Goodall, and it is a wonderful way to move into the next mindset. And here's the quote: "You cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make," end quote. If what we do impacts and influences the world around us, which also creates the world we experience, the life experience, would it not be in our best interest to influence the world with goodness, kindness, and love? I truly believe that most people, if not all, given the opportunity and awareness, would choose to do good. I believe most people would choose to develop the benefit mindset. I think most people would gladly choose to serve highest good for themselves and the world if they only knew how to do so. We can be of service to the highest good always. We can influence the world with kindness in everything we do, think, and feel. We can impact the world with peace and love in all we do at all times. And to do this, we must develop and choose what I call the divine mindset. Some of you may want to call it the universal mindset, the highest good mindset. You can name it anything you want to. To me, it's all about developing the divine mindset, that thought process that is fully connected and united with God. To adopt the divine mindset is a choice. It is not that we must move through the fixed mindset to the growth mindset, then to the benefit mindset, and then we can get to the divine mindset. None of these are steps that must be taken in a certain order. They're choices that we make, and we develop them by being aware of our thoughts and our beliefs. But anyway, the divine mindset is not necessarily a religious thought process as much as it is a highest goodness mindset. It is connecting our mindset with the creative source of all the universe. The divine mindset rises beyond the other three mindsets while embracing them all. In the divine mindset, we still see the fixed mindset as our focus on our connection to source. So our connection stays fixed. So in that aspect, we do recognize the fixed mindset. We see the growth mindset as we are ever growing, expanding our truths, our possibilities, our abilities, our awareness, our everything. We see the benefit mindset, since being in the divine mindset leads us to more fully care for our environment in the world and people around us. The divine mindset, though, expands and elevates far beyond these three mindsets. When we have transcended our mindset fully to the divine mindset, we surrender all our worries and stress about life. Our need to know how something is going to happen transforms into our allowing something to happen in its own way, in its own time. We surrender our judgment of others and ourselves. We realize more and greater beauty in the world around us. In this realization, we move into a deeper gratitude for all that is already in our lives. Our values shift, our desires shift. We move from working diligently to get something to focusing on the experience that thing could bring. And I think I've used this example before. If one of your greatest desires was to have a new car, in the divine mindset, your focus is on the experience of that new car more than the car itself. If the experience that you desire for getting a new car is a feeling of abundance, focus on all the abundance already in your life. We find the experience of abundance in many other things that are happening in and around us at all times. It is not that we give up our want for a new car. It is that we realize the experience that new car will bring us already exists within us and around us. With the divine mindset, we realize it is not the material world that creates the divine experience for us. It is not the outer world that brings us happiness and peace. It is in the divine mindset that we realize happiness and peace are already within. In developing this mindset, we create a deep knowing that all is well and that wellness rises and fills us from within our souls. We are no longer dependent on things outside of us to make everything all right. As we adopt the divine mindset, we begin to more fully open awareness to our essence, that beautiful, perfect part of us that is truly one with Source. We find guidance in all we do, think, and feel. Our expression out into the world is authentic kindness and compassion, and this expression is not reserved for just a select few. It goes out to all. Earlier, I asked you to take a look at the results of your life. I want you to take this a step further before we end the show. Consider for a moment, if your life were to end tomorrow, how would you feel about the life that you've lived? Would it be a life that excited you? Would you feel that you fully experienced life? Were you a benefit to this world? Can you see how even those not so pleasant experiences that you may have lived through were actually beneficial? So just take a really good look at your life. Are you happy with what you see? Your mindset is responsible for what you see. Your mindset invited you to step forward, or it set up roadblocks along the way. Your mindset is responsible for the way you perceive and ultimately experience everything in your life. If you're not happy with what you see, it is time to change your mindset. If you are not happy with the impact you're making on the world around you, it's time to change your mindset. Like I said before, this is not a step one is the fixed mind step. Step two is the growth. Step three is the benefit. Step four is the divine. It's not a process that you have to go through. You can choose which one of those serves you best. So make a choice. Change your mindset. Elevate your life. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there, begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform we can all use to elevate love and peace in this world. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my work and how it may assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On the site, you will find more about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate events, all kinds of stuff. I've got a new book coming out, by the way, pretty soon. Check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find something that touches your heart. Thanks, as always, to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. And thank you to Mark, my producer back in the studio. He does an incredible job for the entire Empower Radio family. Until next week and beyond, open awareness to your mindset. Adopt one that serves your highest good. Love and peace.